Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
Cover the ground in early winter. Ground feels hard and stay that way all year. And the wood box stays full and tumble burning. And the corn house had a jar of Christmas cheer. Well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Fireplace burning bright, warming up the coldest night. There's a singing, dancing, making cookies, popcorn, strings, and oh, well, there is nothing country Christmas. The family would all be there together, even those who live so far away. And Grandma knitted every child a sweater just to see the smile upon their face. Well, there is nothing like country Christmas. The fireplace burning bright, warming up the coldest night. They're just singing, dancing, making cookies, popcorn, strings, and oh, well, there's nothing like country Christmas. Christmas ham is baking in the kitchen. Take out his mandolin. When he played Silent Night, we all would listen. When he played Deck the Halls, we'd all join in. And when the feast was laid upon the table, we bowed our heads and said a Christmas prayer. And told the Lord above that we were thankful that he gave us a day that we could share. Well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Fireplace burning bright, warming up the coldest night. There's the singing, dancing, making cookies, popcorn, strings, and oh, well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Yes, there is nothing like country Christmas.
Friends, Merry Christmas and welcome to the Gospel Trail, another program of all Christmas songs. Ricky Van Shelton opening with Country Christmas from his album, Ricky Van Shelton Sings Christmas. Ricky Van retired from country music in 2006 to spend more time with his family, and he focused on painting and flying. He became a licensed pilot, and he also is an author. Ricky, along with Don Schultz, wrote Country Christmas. And now, friends, we'll take a look at Family Brown. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem was written by a Tennessee farmer, Robert Fisher. He felt inspired to write the lyrics on a summer's evening seated on a milk stool. And that was in 1938, and his daughter helped him compose the music. His dairy barn was just south of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's a wonderful Christmas song. Tracy and LaWanda Brown excel on this one. And from Family Brown, we move along to Archie Campbell and the Mary John Singers. Live from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, it's Christmas at the Opry.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving light where those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star
of Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn. Into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and the blessed, yonder in glory where the crown is won. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star
of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the grand old Opry on Christmas night. I want to be there when the biggest names of all come back for a Christmas curtain call. I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the grand old Opry on Christmas night. Remember the Opry stars from the late great years, you smile even though you wipe away some tears.
What's that sound making all the clouds go? Why, it's Uncle Dave making and his old banjo. I can see him now keeping time with his feet, singing 11-cent cotton and 40-cent meat. And as the applause dies down, there's another sound swelling from the heavens as memories abound of our friend Hank Williams and his lonesome sigh of cold, cold heart, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. And old Rod Brasfield, man, what a funny guy. He's up there too, that opera in the sky. So keep him laughing, Rod, way up there in the blue. And from all of us, a Merry Christmas to you. Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Jim Reeves, and Patsy Cline, singing all the great songs that made their stars shine. We still miss you, and we want you to know, someday we hope to join your Christmas Grand Ole Opry show.
I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. I want to be there when the biggest names of all come back for a Christmas curtain call. I want to be at the Opry on Christmas night, the Grand Ole Opry on Christmas night. Remember the Opry stars from the late great years, you smile even though you wipe away some tears.
Archie Campbell and the Mary John Singers, Christmas at the Opry was composed by C.A. Craig and W.S. Graham. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem has become somewhat of a standard Christmas song in both the country and bluegrass genres of music. Sisters LaWanda and Tracy of Family Brown were great on that one. And friends, next, I have Terry Carice and Lucille Starr with one called Sweet Baby Jesus. This is from the Christmas in the Valley Volume 7 series. The Christmas in the Valley series sold over 100,000 albums. Ottawa's Terry Carice was one of Canada's most awarded country music artists, Male Vocalist of the Year 6 times, which is still a record to this day. Lucille Starr of the French Song sings background vocals on Sweet Baby Jesus. And then it's Ira and Charlie, the famed Leuven Brothers, with Santa's Big Parade.
A star in the sky, bright as the snow, shines down its light on a stable below. Kings among cattle, a babe on the hay, sweet baby Jesus, born Christmas Day. Wise men were kneeling with shepherds and sheep, silently watching the small child asleep. What shall we call him, this small boy of clay? Sweet baby Jesus, born Christmas Day. Starlight, starlight, shine on his bed. Give him a halo of gold for his head. The greatest of children, God's only son. Sweet baby Jesus, the Christ child has come. Child to humble a king.
Little Lord Jesus, the shepherd boys sing.
Born in a manger, a bed made of hay. Sweet baby Jesus, born Christmas Day. Starlight, starlight, shine on his bed. Give him Christ child has come.
Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade when Santa comes to town. What does Mr. North Wind say? What does Mr. North Wind say? What does Mr. North Wind say? Whistling through the night. The North Wind says it's going to snow. The North Wind says it's going to snow. The North Wind says it's going to snow and paint the whole world white. Then Santa Claus can drive his sleigh. Santa Claus can drive his sleigh. Santa Claus can drive his sleigh over the housetop high. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade when Santa comes to town.
Hello there, boys and girls. And what do you young men want for Christmas?
I want a turtle dress. I want a better hostess set.
I want a cowboy suit.
And what do you young ladies want?
I want a tricycle. I want a doll and a dollhouse.
I want a coloring book and pieces.
Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade. Ding, ding, dong, what a big parade when Santa comes to town.
Goodbye, boys and girls. Be good, and I'll see you at Christmas time.
Charlie and Ira Leuven wrote Santa Claus Parade, released on a 45 RPM single in 1960. Sweet Baby Jesus was Terry Carice on lead and Lucille Starr on background vocals from the Christmas in the Valley series, Volume 7. The Christmas Guest by Grandpa Jones is always a favorite on the Gospel Trail. Helen Steiner Rice wrote the story about the Christmas Guest based on the retelling of the parable of Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, about a cobbler named Conrad who expects Jesus as his Christmas visitor. And from Grandpa Jones, we go to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by Randy Travis. An English carol, the earliest known printed edition, is around 1760, and some sources say it may date to the 16th century. The author is unknown, and friends, here's Grandpa Jones with the Christmas Guest. Please keep your ear on this one, because it's one of those numbers that says it all.
It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with 1,000 boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face a-shine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I am coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from our family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray. And he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in. And each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Him was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. All you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Thank you.
In 1989, Ray Price issued For Christmas as a single, a Joe Logan song. This is a really nice song, and Ray Price excels on this one. And what doesn't Ray Price excel on? And then it's one called Will We Have Room for Jesus by one of the kings of bluegrass, Jimmy Martin. This one's from his Gusto Records album, To Mother at Christmas. And Martin joined Bill Monroe's band in 1949, and his high voice, mixed with Monroe's tenor, came to be known as the high lonesome sound in bluegrass music. So friends, it's the great vocals of Ray Price. This one is called For Christmas, and I love this song.
For Christmas, I want a stocking filled with memories. The ones I love around a Christmas tree. For Christmas, for Christmas, I want the snow along a country lane, the firelight's glow up on a window pane. For Christmas, for Christmas, when all the world is lying still and quiet, I want to hear the sound of silent night. For Christmas, I want a star to be my guiding light, leading me home upon this Christmas night. For Christmas, for Christmas, I want a star to be my guiding light, leading me home upon this Christmas night. For Christmas,
Christmas really means we have no room for Jesus in our hope and dream. With all the gifts we give, we will never outgive the one who gave us Jesus that you and I might live. He was born in a plain, simple stable, for there was no room in the be the same as on that sacred day. Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day? Be thankful on this Christmas day by loving one another and bow our heads and pray, looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith. Let's all make room for Jesus on this Christmas day. He was born in a plain and simple stable,
for there was no room in the inn.
Will Christmas be the same as on that sacred day?
Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day? Will we have room for Jesus on this Christmas day?
Jimmy Martin, Will We Have Room for Jesus, and Ray Price with one called For Christmas. And Ray's vocals were top-notch on that one. Jimmy Martin is famous for his high, strong personality, and it was inevitable he would clash with Bill Monroe's equally stubborn temperament. They parted company in 1955, and Martin formed his own band, the Sunny Mountain Boys. Still Believing in Christmas is a 2006 compilation album. The Jordanaires are helping Bill Anderson on this one, and Bill will be followed by Canada's traveling man, Tommy Hunter, with Bill Monroe's Christmas Time's A-Comin'.
Well, it's my favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ, and it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year, and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years, and I'm looking forward to this one, and the next one, and the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas, because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing in Christmas.
Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. white candles burning, my old heart's a yearning. All the folks are home and Christmas time's a come. Can't you hear the bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, and I know I'm going home. Hearts are calling, them tall pines are humming, Christmas times are coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
Christmas Time's A-Comin' by Canada's Tommy Hunter, and I don't think there was a song that Tommy Hunter couldn't sing. Still Believing in Christmas is a compilation album of traditional-style Christmas songs, 15 various artists on that album. Some of the artists were Laurie Morgan, Gene Watson, Lynn Anderson, Daryl Singletary, T.G. Shepherd, Porter Wagner, Crystal Gale, and more. Still Believing in Christmas was a nice contribution to our Gospel Trail Christmas show for sure. If you know country music, then you are familiar with the name Ralph Emery, host of Pop Goes the Country, Nashville Now, and Ralph Emery Live on RFD television. And do you remember his sidekick, Shotgun Red? The puppet was performed by Steve Hall, a musician, comedian, and voice artist from Sheldon, Iowa. Ralph and Shotgun Red released two Christmas albums for kids, Christmas Together in 1984 and Christmas with Ralph and Red in 1989. Wilbur the Christmas Mouse was written by Eric Traplin, and from Ralph Emery and Shotgun Red, we go to the biggest of them all when it comes to the field of bluegrass music. The father of bluegrass, the great Bill Monroe, That's Christmas Time to Me was written by Virginia Stouffer, and it's from Bill's 1977 MCA vinyl album, Bluegrass Memories. Shotgun Red and Ralph Emery have this one. It's a cute Christmas song, and this one is called Wilbur the Christmas Mouse.
There was a stack for Santa on the mantelpiece, and the stockings were hung with cake.
And everyone in the family was fast asleep. Magic filled the air.
Outside the wind was swirling, snow that had fallen last night. Not a creature was stirring, but then that's not exactly right.
Down the chimney came Wilbur, the hungry little Christmas mouse. Down the chimney came Wilbur, and he was stirring all around the house.
He ate all the cookies on Santa's plate, and candy canes, one, two, three.
Then he ate all the popcorn that was strong, and hung all around the Christmas tree.
Down the chimney came Wilbur, the hungry little Christmas mouse. Down the chimney came Wilbur, and he was stirring all around the house.
After Wilbur had eaten for a while, he took a nap, and he looked so cute.
But he awoke in the hand of a jolly old man with a beard and a big red suit.
And he said, "Wilbur, you know it's not right to sneak in and eat things that don't belong to you."
Santa put him in his pack he had slung across his back and said, "This is what we're gonna do."
Down the chimney came Wilbur, with Santa into every house. Down the chimney came Wilbur, the hungry little Christmas mouse.
Santa let him share the snacks left there for him at every stop.
And Wilbur had so much to eat that night that he thought he was gonna pop.
Down the chimney came Wilbur, with Santa into every house. Down the chimney came Wilbur, the hungry little Christmas mouse. Down the chimney came Wilbur, with Santa into every house. Down the chimney came Wilbur, the chubby little Christmas mouse.
'Twas the night before Christmas, all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
Except Wilbur the Christmas mouse.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
I always have loved Christmas. It's my favorite time of year, when young hearts always gladden and the old ones filled with tears. I recall the scenes from childhood, what Christmas meant to me. I could hardly wait for Christmas to get my presents from the tree. Oh, Santa will be coming, he'll say, "Have you been good?" I'll answer, "I have, Santa, just like I said I would." There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Christmas, we sang of Jesus' birth, a child born in a manger, we sang of peace on earth. Our Father who would lead us, and we'd pray our Christmas prayer, and we thank the Lord above that we all would gather here. Oh, Santa will be coming, he'll say, "Have you been good?" I'll answer, "I have, Santa, just like I said I would." There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me.
The father of bluegrass, the great Bill Monroe, that's Christmas time to me. As long as there's bluegrass music, there will always be Bill Monroe. Ralph Emery and Shotgun Red with a cute song, Wilbur the Christmas Mouse. One of my recordings next, I learned this one from an album called Merry Christmas from Bonnie Guitar. many years ago. It's a Christmas love song, and I was always taken with the words to this one. Then we find Del Reeves with Little Say Joe, one about Santa's helper, who gets the reindeers ready and shines up Rudolph's nose. A perfect song for the Christmas season. And then you'll hear Little Say Joe after I give you one titled Last Christmas.
The snow fell softly through the air and looked like diamonds in your hair. I fell in love with you last Christmas. The little children laughed with glee. We saw it all, both you and me. Wish things were like they were last Christmas. The fireplace with its rosy glow put gladness in our hearts. The pale moon glistening on the snow told us we'd never part. Do you recall the winter of the day that I am dreaming of? A lovely day that was last Christmas. The snow fell softly through the air and looked like diamonds in your hair. I fell in love with you last Christmas. The little children laughed with glee. We saw it all, both you and me. Wish things were like they were last Christmas. The fireplace with its rosy glow put gladness in our hearts. The pale moon glistening on the snow told us we'd never part. The day that I am dreaming of, a lovely day that was last Christmas. Do you recall the winter of the day that I am dreaming of, a lovely day that was last Christmas?
Everybody's talking about a little old elf living at the cold North Pole. He's a big help to old Santa Claus. They call him Little Saint Joe. On Christmas Eve he can be found trotting through the snow, rounding up the reindeer, hitching up the sleigh, and shining little Rudolph's nose. Saint Joe, Santa's little shepherd, keeping an eye on the flock. He never gets mad, cause all the other elves are working in the big old workshop. Slipping and a sliding and a jumping for joy, the only job he knows. Rounding up the reindeer, hitching up the sleigh, and shining little Rudolph's nose. All the other kiddies on Santa's big list, sleepy little eyes all aglow. They know Santa won't ever be late, thanks to Little Saint Joe. On Christmas Eve he can be found a-trotting through the snow, bounding up the reindeer, hitching up the sleigh, and shining little Rudolph's nose.
Say, Joe, Santa's little shepherd, keeping an eye on the flock. He never gets mad, cause all the other elves are working in the big workshop. Slipping and a sliding and a jumping for joy. The only job he knows, rounding up the reindeer, hitching up the sleigh, and shining little Rudolph's nose. Say, Joe, Santa's little shepherd, keeping an eye on the flock. He never gets mad, cause all the other elves are working in a big workshop. Slipping and a sliding and a jumping for joy. The only job he knows, rounding up the reindeer, hitching up the sleigh, and shining little...
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Isaac Watts was born in Southampton, England, in 1674. He wrote Joy to the World in 1719, and Tammy Wynette's version is as good as any I've ever heard. And you heard Del Reeves with Little Say Joe, and that was featured on his United Artists Christmas album, Santa Boy. You remember Del's big hits, Girl on the Billboard, The Bells of Southern Bell, Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, This Must Be the Bottom, Women Do Funny Things to Me, A Dime at a Time, and Looking at the World Through a Windshield. Friends, Hank Williams was laid to rest at age 29 on January the 4th, 1953. If possible, please join me next week as we remember Hank, most likely the greatest country music artist who ever stepped onto the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Friends, the Spinney Brothers Bluegrass Band will close the Gospel Trail. These boys have played a prominent role in the Canadian bluegrass scene since their debut more than 35 years ago. They also made significant inroads into the national scene as well. What better way to close this Christmas show than with Stompin' Tom's Merry Christmas, Everybody? And we can't get more Canadian than that. And friends, again, thanks for supporting the Gospel Trail, and I can't thank our sponsors enough, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction, also from Pugwash. Friends, to you all, Merry Christmas, and have a happy and healthy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody,
and a happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true.
May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year all year through. Well, it's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knee. It's crazy Aunt Mary and funny Uncle Larry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kiddies by the dozen, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Gather round now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a happy new year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year all year through.
On the table, and if you're feeling able, you could have another helping if you will. But as soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, cause you gotta give the chair to Brother Bill. Well, hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, so don't you pour the drinks too strong. Gather round now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody,
and a happy new year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
It's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.